Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is under the microscope again, this time for reportedly pressuring a government weather agency to back up President Trump's false claims about the path of Hurricane Dorian. Ross, through a spokesman, has denied the report, but the secretary has a history of meddling with federal scientific agencies. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The latest storm to engulf the Commerce Secretary began 10 days ago when weather forecasters in Birmingham, Alabama, issued a tweet saying Hurricane Dorian posed no threat to their state. Kevin Laws, who's with the National Weather Service in Birmingham, told WBHM Radio they had no political motive. They were just trying to reassure nervous citizens who'd been flooding their office with phone calls.
We were reacting to the calls that were coming into our office, and people were actually frightened. I mean, they were wanting to cancel surgeries, and they were wanting to go pick up elderly parents at the coastline because, you know, they were genuinely scared. And we felt like we needed to make a statement on where this storm was going to go and to reassure our people. And that's what our mandate is.
Laws and his colleagues learned only later what sparked those anxious phone calls, a tweet from President Trump, mistakenly including Alabama in a list of states that could be hard hit by the storm. For days, this was the fodder for late-night comics, as Trump insisted he was right about the hurricane's path, even showing off a map that had been clumsily doctored with a Sharpie. But the story took a more serious turn last Friday, when NOAA, the agency that includes the Weather Service, issued an unsigned statement defending the president's tweet and chastising the Birmingham forecasters who'd contradicted it. According to the New York Times, that statement followed political pressure from Commerce Secretary Ross, who oversees the weather agency, and threatened to fire NOAA officials if they failed to back up the president. That was enough for Democratic Congressman Don Beyer of Virginia, who says it's time for Ross to step down.
Yeah, this is the straw that broke the camel's back, you know, threatening to fire senior NOAA appointees if they didn't prop up Trump's false weather claims. It was just one bridge too far.
A Commerce Department spokesman denies the Times report, saying Ross didn't threaten to fire anyone over the dueling hurricane statements. And this morning, NOAA's acting administrator told forecasters nobody's job is at risk. But Beyer, who serves on the House Science Committee, notes Ross also bucked scientific experts at the Census Bureau when he tried to include a citizenship question, despite a warning it would jeopardize an accurate headcount.
It's part of a pattern of de-emphasizing science and facts and the truth in order to play some, you know, often naive or silly political agenda.
Ultimately, efforts to add a citizenship question to the census were blocked by the Supreme Court, which found Ross had misrepresented his political motives. The Trump administration has also been quietly purging scientific information about climate change from government websites and replacing independent scientific advisors with industry insiders. Michael Halpern of the Union of Concerned Scientists says that's sometimes hard for people to understand, but a fight over the Weather Service brings it home.
Everyone knows their local TV meteorologist and understands that they get information directly from the government. The air pollution scientists who work for EPA are a little bit more behind the scenes, but their work is just as critical to protecting the public.
Ross hasn't only tried to skew government measurements, he's also tried to skew measures of his own wealth. For years, Forbes magazine had included Ross on its list of the richest Americans, estimating his fortune in 2016 at nearly $3 billion. Senior Forbes editor Dan Alexander says Ross is really worth only a fraction of that.
We estimate that he's worth about $600 million. And what's sad, somebody who has been so successful and is so wealthy, still for him it wasn't enough. You know, he wanted to be seen as richer, wanted people to think that he was a billionaire, and he just never was.
In reporting his story, Alexander spoke with longtime co-workers of Ross about his reputation for bending the truth, one that foreshadows this latest controversy.
At this point, people just don't trust him, and so it wasn't that much of a surprise to see that Wilbur was apparently helping cover up for misinformation about that.
By the time Dorian's winds reached hurricane strength, Ross's credibility was in danger, even if the people of Alabama were not. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.